U.S. Treasury blacklists two more Mexican cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on July 16, 2026. The U.S. Department of the Treasury has formally designated two more Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist cartels. The move brings the number to eight separate cartels that are considered to be foreign terrorist organizations by the United States government. This week, the U.S. Treasury's Office of Foreign Asset Control announced that they were changing the designation of the Juarez cartel and the Las Viagras cartel from drug trafficking organizations to foreign terrorist organizations. The move gives authorities new tools to target the groups financially, freeze their assets in the United States, and prohibit any U.S. citizen from doing business with them. The Juarez cartel, also known as La Linea, Barrio Azteca, or the Carrillo Fuentes organization, is based out of Ciudad Juarez, which borders El Paso, Texas. The criminal organization has a long history of controlling most of the drug trade and human smuggling in that region. During the 1990s, the Juarez cartel became one of the most powerful cartels in Mexico under the leadership of the late Amado Carrillo Fuentes, who pioneered the use of jets and commercial airliners to smuggle drugs to the border. Over the years, they have become fierce rivals of the Sinaloa cartel, and a turf war between the two organizations led to Ciudad Juarez being labeled for a time between the early 2000s and 2010s as the murder capital of the world. Currently, the Juarez cartel has an alliance of convenience with Cartel Jalisco New Generation, which is one of the cartel's main suppliers of narcotics. The Juarez cartel is linked to the 2019 mass killing of 9 women and children who were all U.S. citizens. As Breitbart Texas reported at the time, the victims were part of the LeBaron family who were driving from Mexico to the U.S. border when cartel gunmen allegedly mistook them for rivals and killed them. After the Trump administration designated six Mexican cartels as terrorist groups, the family sent letters and had been petitioning for the Juarez cartel to be labeled as one too. The Las Viagras cartel is based out of the western state of Michoacán, and originally claimed to be a self-defense group trying to fight other drug cartels that were preying on innocent communities. In reality, Las Viagras used the claim of self-defense groups to gain territories and control of the drug trade in the region. Las Viagras currently have an alliance of convenience with Cartel Jalisco New Generation, but for a time they were also part of Cartel Estados Unidos. The criminal organization has a history of mass killings, forced disappearances, and the use of drones to drop explosives on their rivals, as well as Mexican military forces. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.